Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is TFM, the FDMDM, and today we're going to talk about FDM 3D printing. Specifically, we're going to talk about different filaments and how you can print miniatures using them. A lot of channels talk about miniature printing, but they always use resin printers. And then when they use an FDM printer, they just use regular PLA filament, which it's kind of, they're shooting themselves in the foot, but I totally understand what their issue is. So when you look at resin printers, you have like 4K printers, 8K printers, 12K printers, and the resolution of the printer determines the detail of the miniature. So when they get like a brand new FDM printer, they slap some PLA filament in it, it comes out like crap, and they're like, oh, well, I guess FDM printing still has a ways to go. The thing is when it comes to FDM printing, it's about the filament. An FDM printer is basically a glorified hot glue gun that warms up the filament and lays it down in strips according to, you know, the file and whatnot. And the resolution of the miniature is determined by the layer height and the nozzle width. So I just use a standard 0.4 millimeter nozzle and I use a 0.2 millimeter layer height, and that's all I do. You can lower those if you want more resolution, but it all comes down to the filament. So I have three filaments to show you today, and I also printed the exact same miniature in all three filaments. I printed a Space Marine, just your bog standard Space Marine, but I decided to 3D print an Ancient, which is like a flag bearer. So this one's holding like a cool banner, and that's gonna show the detail of the banner. So in the white, we have PLA Plus. So PLA Plus is basically, it's like PLA, a little bit better. I don't use regular PLA. It snaps too easily. PLA, by the way, if you didn't know, PLA is the plastic used in plastic utensils. So when you get like a plastic fork at a fast food restaurant, that's PLA. Now the gray plastic is PETG. Now PETG, it has to be melted at a higher temperature than PLA. It's a little bit more flexible. It's what you see when you're looking at like a hard plastic jar. So when you get like a jar of something at the grocery store, that's usually PETG, although they have like food safe ones and whatnot. But PETG is like that consistency. So it's like a harder but flexible plastic. It's less brittle than PLA. Like if you try to bend a plastic utensil, it will snap. Whereas if you try to bend a like a plastic container, it will actually bend. So PLA doesn't snap, it bends, but we'll talk about that. And then finally, in the black, we have PLA Pro. And PLA Pro has a bunch of stuff added to it to make it more tough and flexible and basically better. And what's important to talk about is, unlike when it comes to resin printing, where a 4K printer, an 8K printer, a 12K printer, and these fancy resins that make the model more flexible and less brittle really cost a lot of money. Like the difference between a 4K and a 12K printer, the difference between the standard bottles of resin and the flexible model-friendly bottles of resin is like the difference between like a $20 bottle and $100. These all basically cost the same. The PLA Plus, the PLA Pro, the PETG all cost less than $20 for a kilo of filament. Anyway, all right. So again, these are all the same model. And you're going to need some tools because we're going to do some post-processing. I'm going to show you, first of all, you're going to see a difference between how this works. But you're going to need some tools. Number one, you're going to need a little pair of pliers. I got a set at Walmart that came with like six little mini pliers. And this is the one I use for miniatures. It has like a bent needle nose. So you're gonna need a little set of pliers. You're also gonna need a pair of hobby snips. So these are technically like wire cutters. See, it says right here, 1 millimeter diameter copper wire cutters, but these are basically just hobby snips, but they're technically copper wire cutters. And these are actually really comfortable and really cheap. There's no reason to buy expensive hobby snips. Just get a pair of 1 millimeter diameter copper wire cutters from, you know, whatever, PCAFC. I got these at like just a bundle for like 3D printing stuff. You're also gonna need some super glue and some super glue activator. Now, why do you need this? Because even when you're pulling the supports off of the miniature, you're gonna accidentally break stuff. That's just going to happen. And you're gonna have to super glue it back on, and super glue activator is gonna make your life much easier. Now you should also have some nail polish remover on hand, just in case you super glue your fingers together. Nail polish remover is also called Isotone. So it's like a dollar at Walmart, but you should also have some super glue, not super glue. You should have some nail polish remover because that will help you get the super glue off. Nail polish remover works as like super glue remover as well, especially when it's wet. All right, let's start with the PLA Plus, which is the white. So I've already 3D printed these. I've already removed them from the bed, but I've left all the supports on. You can see the supports. Now, when you're talking about, well, one quick note. When you're talking about resin, resin supports are like chains because with a resin 3D printer, everything is printed upside down, so it's hanging. So if you ever see a pre-supported resin miniature, it uses like very thin tendril-like supports. And those basically operate similarly to chains because you're hanging down. When you're doing a FDM printer, you're building up. So you use what's called tree supports. So if I show you this miniature from the side, you can see these little branches that are holding up parts of the miniature to make sure that all the angles can be printed correctly. I also like to orient my models to where they're laying on their backs so that the greater surface area is touching the printer bed for better layer adhesion, because the way that prints fail is when they separate from the print bed and then you wasted all that filament. So you'll notice that here's my Space Marine's body. He's laying on his back, and this is where he was touching the print bed, and you can see all the supports and what's called the raft, which is this thin layer. And this basically creates maximum bed adhesion so that the model doesn't separate while it's printing, because again, an FDM printer is a glorified hot glue gun. So these were all printed at this orientation. There's like a little arm here, which is why I didn't print this flat. The little arm made it hard to do that, so I printed it kind of at this angle. And there you go. So we have the body, we have the arm with the banner, we have another arm with a gun, a bolter, we have two shoulder pads, and we have the head. All right, so you'll see this stringing too. So when you're printing lots of stuff, you'll sometimes see stringing. This is mostly due to the filament. You'll actually see, like, here's the PLA Plus. Look at all that stringing. Now let's look at the PETG. No stringing. Let's look at the PLA Pro. No stringing. So it's very filament dependent. I didn't change any settings on my printer. I just changed the filament. All right, let's do the PLA Plus. So I'm gonna take my mini pliers. I'm just going to, now there's the art to doing this like filament surgery. You don't wanna just grab and pull, you wanna grab and wiggle. Ideally, you want to separate the supports without damaging the miniature. Like right here, you have a stick. I don't wanna break that stick. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna grab it, I'm gonna support the stick with my thumb, and I'm gonna twist the supports in the opposite direction in order to break that connection without bending and breaking the support. So there you go. So I was able to remove the supports from this staff. If I just were to grab and pull it, I would have broken the support off, because here's the thing. This is all the same material. The supports and the model are made out of the exact same material. So any force you use, like again, notice I'm supporting the model with my fingers as I'm twisting and removing the supports. They're made out of the same thing. It's not like the supports are made out of a thinner. Now, when it comes to resin printing, they purposefully make the supports as thin as possible, again, like chains, but that's because it's being printed upside down. You need the supports to, wait for it, support the miniature. So you can't have them be super thin. And in fact, if you try to 3D print a pre-supported resin model on an FDM printer, it will horribly fail. You absolutely need to use tree supports to provide the proper support. You gotta put some like strength behind it. Like you can't just, they don't fall off. That's why you need these little pliers. If you try to use your fingers just to try to pull the supports off, it's not really gonna work. Okay, I'm at the arm. I gotta go around the arm to make sure I don't accidentally rip the arm off, because I don't wanna do that. So again, I'm gonna pinch with the pliers, and I'm just gonna like twist. I'm not pulling, I'm just twisting. I'm twisting the supports in an opposite direction because I don't want to rip the supports off. And it looks like, okay, looks like that worked. Okay, there we go, a nice satisfying. Now you'll get like support artifacts, and you could tell because they're hollow. The tree supports are hollow in the middle, which lets you know that they're not supposed to be part of the model. So you can just grab those and just kind of wiggle them. Just kind of wiggle back and forth, twist a little bit, and see if you can separate them. But be gentle. If you feel it's got like some resistance, you might have to remove some parts of the support. Like for example, right here you have multiple contact points. I should be able to remove this all in one piece, but let's say this part was really hanging on for some reason. I might have to take it apart one spot at a time and then work my way slowly up so I don't damage the model. All right, and we're almost done. And looks like we have a nice clean piece. Don't worry about the stringing. We will deal with that un momento. All right, we're just gonna make sure we don't damage the Aquila. Oh, looks like, so this is tugging. See right here? This is, okay, there we go, it came off. But I almost ripped this part off. So, all right, the stringing's pretty bad. Now you can just take your pliers and just pinch and pull the strings off. I'm gonna show you a way to take care of all the little minor stringing. You don't need to completely clean this up. Some of the stringing is gonna be dealt with at a later step. But for right now, if there's any like super bad, obvious stringing, any big noticeable stuff, you can go ahead and just, you should be able to pull the string off with your fingers too. Now again, this is mostly a PLA plus. Now, regular PLA, I probably would have already snapped various parts of this model off trying to remove the supports. PLA is very, it's got some flex to it, but it will snap. You will break it if you do regular PLA. Regular PLA is good for simple things like organizer boxes or possibly terrain. But the funny thing is, regular PLA isn't cheaper than PLA Plus. All right, so right here, you could see there's a part of the support. Oh, hold on. There we go. Right here, there's a part of the support that is still attached. And I can't really get it with my... Oh, wait, never mind. Well, okay, I got that part, but I can't really get this other part. So this is where your hobby snips come in. If you can't get something with the pliers, use your hobby snips. You're not trying to cut. You're just trying to get a little bit more control. You're pinching. You're using the hobby snips like very, very fine pliers. And you're just grabbing these little parts that would be too small for the full pliers. And there you go. Okay, it looks like there's one more artifact. There's an artifact right here from the supports. We're almost done though. And one more. We're being very gentle. We're just kind of twisting. And looks like there's this one little spot left. All right, there we go. All right, we did it. No breakages. Everything came off relatively clean. We removed most of the major stringing. But there's a lot of little strings. A lot of little string. Let me get this. I see a string right here, like a big string. What do we do about all these strings, you might be asking? There we go. All right, so I'm gonna show you what to do with these strings. And that is, we're gonna use a heat tool. So this is from a company called Daris. So you can use a blow dryer. This is a lot hotter than a blow dryer. This is a lot more applications. But here, let's do it and you'll see, let me see if this is gonna zoom in. See all that stringing? And now we're gonna hit with the heat gun. Now you don't wanna hit it too long. You'll soften the plastic. But hitting it for a few seconds to get rid of the stringing, perfectly fine. All right, that's enough. You can also use the heat gun to soften the plastic in order to reposition. So let's say you have a monopose model. You can soften the plastic and then you can readjust like the arms and the legs or whatnot in order to reposition them. All right, so that is the one arm. So that is done. And so here are the supports. Let's make like a little pile for all our little supports. So that's one. And we'll just do the Space Marine's body now. Again, we're gonna use the pliers. Well, I mean, the flag, I don't know, should I just skip to the other materials? You kind of get the idea. So this, again, this is PLA Plus. You probably don't need me to, you don't need to watch me do this for every single piece of the model. You kind of get the idea. The flag was a good test for how PLA Plus works. As you can see, PLA Plus, it is similar to PLA. See how it breaks off? Like when you try to twist, the parts of it will break off and you'll have to kind of go back in and you'll have to get these little stragglers. But it comes off pretty cleanly. Pretty cleanly. You got to put a little bit of strength behind it. Sometimes it'll break off into different parts, but it's not bad. And then you just have to go in, make sure you clean up all the little parts. All the little parts. Clean up this part here. Again, look for things that are hollow. That's what'll tell you that it's a support, is if it's hollow. So I could tell this is a support because it was hollow. I could tell that's part of the model because it is not hollow. All right, we got a little bit of stringing over here. So let's go ahead and clean that up. All right, and then we're gonna hit it with the heat gun. And then I'll take care of the stringing. All right, so here is our Space Marine's body. Now you can use it like a hobby knife, kind of like you would remove mold lines. You could scrape along where the stringing is, and you could take out the stringing. Like basically when you heat up the strings, they clump up into like a little knot. And you could take a hobby knife, you could scrape those off, just like you're removing mold lines. But here we have the PLA Plus Space Marine body. And then we have the Space Marine, you know, arm, and you would super glue these together like so. And then he's holding the flag and everyone's very impressed with his flag holding abilities. So that was PLA Plus. All right, now let's move on to PETG. So you're just gonna get, I'm just doing this so you get a feel for how these different materials work in terms of the amount of detail in the model and also how difficult they are to work with. Because again, the supports are made out of the exact same plastic as the model. So what's funny is people praise resin printing for how easy the supports are to remove because the supports are so weak. But then they complain how the models are fragile and they break. So it's like, it's one or the other, my dude. Do you want the model to be strong and durable? Well, that's gonna mean the supports are also gonna be strong and durable. The supports aren't gonna want to separate without some fight. They're not just gonna fall away. And if they do fall away, well, then that means the model is made out of a material which is probably going to also fall away. Now, notice how much easier the supports were to remove from the PETG. And that's because the PETG is a little bit more flexible and it's a little bit tougher. So rather than the pieces snap off, they stay together and then you can actually pull the entire support in one piece. Look how much quicker for PETG was. Also, PETG has to be melted at a much higher temperature, like 50 degrees. Well, no, it's like 20 degrees hotter. So when you hit it with the heat gun, it doesn't warp as much. Another fun fact about PETG is it's weather resistant. You can put stuff that you print in PETG out in the sun, and it won't discolor as much as other plastics. It may be hard to see with the plastic, but you got the PLA Plus and you got the PETG. I mean, that didn't take hardly any time. Let's do the Space Marine body and see what happens. Again, the PETG is, in my opinion, it's tough. So sometimes you want that kind of rigidness of PLA, like for bases, terrain perhaps, vehicles. But PETG, I like the flexibility of PETG, it's not even more expensive. It's like the same price as PLA Plus. None of these aren't any fancy filaments. They do make fancy filaments. They make filaments which are infused with iron so that you can just stick them to a magnet. So if you have like miniature storage, you don't even have to put magnets in your miniatures. They're already magnetic. You just put the magnet directly in the storage and then stick your iron infused miniature into the storage thing. Easy peasy. So that's fun. They also have filaments which are, you know, glow in the dark or have all kinds of crazy stuff going on. The sky's the limit, because unlike resin, you don't have to worry about the chemical properties. It's just plastic. And then you get the durability of plastic. All right, that was the Space Marine body for PETG. All right. Let's see. Again, the white, I mean, I probably should not have printed the PLA Plus in white. Kind of hard to tell the difference between the gray and the white. You can see layer lines. That's the thing about the FDM printing. You can see layer lines, but you can see the details too. Like, you can see the Aquila on the chest of the Space Marine. There is detail there, but you can also see the texture of the layer lines. It almost gives like it's made of fur or velvet or something like that. All right, now let's talk about PLA Pro. And PLA Pro, I saved the best for last. PLA Pro is probably the best filament for printing miniatures. It has very similar properties to PETG, but it melts at a lower temperature. So PETG has to be melted at I think 230, and the bed for bed adhesion has to be at 90. Whereas for PLA, it's like 190 to 205 with a bed temperature of, you know, 60. So you have to really heat up your machine for PETG. But you do get the advantages of PETG as a result. With PLA Pro, you get kind of the best of both worlds. I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I can't be 100% sure because, you know, proprietary blends and secrets and trade secrets and whatnot, but I'm pretty sure PLA Pro is a compound of PLA and PETG, which is why it has some of the properties of both. It's like the Daywalker of filaments. And it doesn't cost any more. PLA Pro costs the same as every other filament. It's just filament. And I don't pay more than $20 for filament. You know, when you're doing resin printing, it gets expensive. Not only do you have to worry about the washing and curing stations, and the filaments are expensive, and the fumes, and you got to have like ventilation and all that. You don't have to worry about any of that with an FDM printer. I'm showing you the post-processing, like right now. There's no crazy, you know, like where I have to, I don't know, like do any kind of washing and curing and whatever. All right. See, this is, PLA Pro is extremely tough. I think I might have, did I damage the model? Oh, what is, oh no, that's part of it. I didn't know if this was part of it or not. Now you can see the little, the stuff that the supports, all these little dots are where the supports connected to the model, and they leave what I call Nurgle pimples. And the thing about Nurgle pimples, if they're in the back of the model, this is why I orient the model to lay on its back, because most of the time you're going to be looking at the front of the model. And because you're looking at the front, you're not really going to notice the Nurgle pimples in the back. All right. So we got all of our Space Marine bodies. And you can see the PETG and the PLA Pro pretty similar in terms of detail. I'm sorry about the white. It may be hard to tell the PLA Plus. The main difference is the ease of removing the supports. They all were printed at the same layer height, the same nozzle width. They're going to have the same level of detail. It's just a matter of removing the supports. You know, you saw me remove the supports for all three of these materials. Let's do the banner. That's probably the best indicator for this sort of thing. The PLA Pro can be it's a little bit tougher and it's a little bit more flexible. I can do like a test to show you how flexible PLA Pro is. It's surprisingly flexible and surprisingly resilient, which is why it's like, you know, deemed the professional filament. The supports do come off. It's somewhere between PLA and PETG. And again, I'm pretty sure PLA Pro just has a little PETG mixed in to its, like, whatever compound it is. If you want just that, if you like that flexibility, and you don't mind having your machine set to a higher temperature, you could just go with PETG. And honestly, that's kind of the message of this video. A lot of these model YouTubers that just focus on resin printing, they think that like an expensive FDM printer should be able to print a better model as long as you give it, you know, as long as whatever, it's all about the printer, because that's the way it works in resin. It's all about the printer. But when it comes to FDM, it's all about the filament. The printer, honestly, doesn't matter. I have a very cheap sub $200, you know, basic printer, and you can get good results, but only if you use good filament. If you use trash filament, your models are going to snap in half and you're going to have an issue. Now, I'm kind of impressed with myself. I haven't broken anything. I mean, I'm sure I just jinxed myself and I'm about to break something. But normally, you know, I break something and I have to super glue it back on. And that hasn't happened a single time. So we're just going along. Going along. Removing the supports. Now, as you can see, the supports, they're not falling off like they did with the PETG. The PETG is probably the easiest one. It's what I'd mostly recommend. But if you notice that the PETG is a little bit too flexible, a little bit too soft, you want something a little bit more strength, something similar to PLA Plus, then you could try PLA Pro. PLA Pro, PLA Plus, they're similar. They have strengths and weaknesses. PETG is really good, though, for miniatures. And then again, we have this little spot here. Let's just use the snips to make sure. We're not cutting. We're just kind of pinching it and pulling it. All right, so now we have all the banners. So let's show the banners. I don't know if this is even useful anymore, honestly. So there you go. Here are the banners. Again, we got PLA Plus, PETG, PLA Pro. All right. I mean, that's kind of it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do like a smash cut to everything ready to go. And here we are. The Space Marines are perfectly assembled. Well, perfectly. I've actually noticed some problems with the materials, having them side by side. This is actually very instructive to me, because I've never actually assembled the same miniature in three different materials side by side, so close together, so I could do a real apples to apples comparison when it comes to the materials. So the thing about the PLA Plus is a lot of stringing, but it came together really nicely. Everything looks right. So there's a lot of stringing. I'm gonna have to take like a hobby knife and scrape away. So when you use the heat tool, again, the strings all kind of coalesce into like a little knot. And you take your hobby knife and you scrape away that knot, and then it looks good. But other than that, this turned out really well. It's just gonna take a little bit more post-processing with a hobby knife. So that's PLA Plus. The PTG, I actually had a very interesting experience. I ripped the Space Marine's face mask off. So as you know, as you saw, when it came to the supports, they ripped off fairly easily. That also means that there might be some components to your model, like for example, the Space Marine's head, where the mask is somewhat different from his helmet, and his mask ripped off, and I couldn't find it. So he has like this empty helmet. He looks like the Doomslayer from Doom. But that's unfortunate. As you saw though, the PTG was very easy to remove the supports. The PTG is a very flexible, tough material, so the supports tore away very easily. But then I also ripped the mask off of the Space Marine. So everything is, there's a trade-off. You know, if you want easy to remove supports, you're going to have models where it's easy to accidentally rip off pieces of the model because the supports in the model are made out of the same material. And then we have PLA Pro. Is kind of like the in-between. There's no stringing. Everything looks fine. The mask is fine. Just a little bit harder to remove supports. The supports kind of hung on a little harder than others, but everything turned out fine. So if I were to, like, you got to think about what do you want to do? PLA Plus is, well, let me show you the bend. So even though I just made these, let's do a little bend test. So I'm going to just hold on to this, and I'm just going to apply some pressure. Not too much. I'm not trying to break it. I'm just bending it. So you can see the bend. PLA Plus is very tough. Again, this is the plastic that a plastic silverware is made out of. Like when you go to KFC and give it a little spork, the spoon fork thing, it's made out of PLA. So PLA is very rigid. It has a little bit of flex to it, but it doesn't have any bend to it. It'll snap back. And if you bend it too much, it will snap off in pieces. For PETG, there's a lot more bend. Oh, I heard a snap. But look at the amount of bend in the PETG. But it's still, like, PETG is probably, you just have to be very careful when you're tearing off the support so you don't accidentally tear off pieces of the model and lose track of them like I did with the Marine's face. But other than the Marine's face being ripped off, I think PETG is a great material to work with. So if you ever tried to FDM print miniatures, try PETG. It's really easy to remove the supports. For PLA Pro, let's check that. Oh, let me do this side by side. All right, so this is PLA Plus, okay. PLA Pro. PLA Pro has even less give. Well, no, it's about the same. I think it's just the pose I have. It's harder to get to the banner. No, it's about the same. About the same. The legs are in the way, so it feels harder. But yeah, about the same. So basically, PLA Pro is PLA Plus with less stringing. The supports are, because the material is tougher, the supports are a little bit harder to remove. You got to like pull them a little bit harder, but they do come off, and they come off kind of similarly to the way they do with PLA Plus, where they come off in pieces, and you're gonna have to go back and you're gonna have to pull off the little Nurgle pimples, possibly with your snips. But PLA Pro is basically PLA Plus, but you know, tougher, which that's literally what it's made for. So PLA Plus, PLA Pro, both very tough. Fairly hard to remove supports, but the material's good. PETG, pretty flexible. Got some good flex to it. The supports come off a lot easier, but you can rip the model off like I did with the Marine's face. So I, for miniatures, because all the supports and all that stuff, I think I like PETG the best out of these three materials. But your mileage may vary. You may want to, if you have an FDM printer, if you thought about doing miniature printing on an FDM printer, give it a shot. You might surprise yourself, but try PETG. Don't just get an FDM printer, use PLA, get bad results, and then write off FDM printing entirely and go back to resin and have to deal with the exorbitant cost of resin, the washing and curing stations, the ventilation issues, all that stuff like that. Give FDM printing an honest shot, but keep in mind that the filament matters. You need to use some kind of material. And if you want easier to remove supports, try PETG. But just be aware you could accidentally rip off parts of the model. Just go slow. As far as detail, all the models turned out fine. I think, everything looks fine. I mean, I can't, they were both printed with the exact same nozzle and layer height, so that's fine. But let me show you the detail. You can see, look at the detail. This is an FDM printed miniature. You can see the detail in the banner. This is with a 0.4 millimeter nozzle and a 0.2 millimeter layer height. This is perfectly viable. Is it as good as Games Workshop or even a resin printer? No, but this is plastic. This isn't gonna break. You're getting the durability of plastic without the cost of, you know, using Games Workshop or resin with the either the cost or the durability issues. These are perfectly acceptable. Now, you're not going to be able to play this at like a Games Workshop tournament because they're going to be able to tell it's 3D printed and they want you to buy their products. But if you're just playing with your friends and having a good time, then who cares? So anyway, hopefully that helps. So any other YouTubers who specialize in wargaming and hobby 3D printing, the next time a sponsor sends you an FDM printer and you want to print out some miniatures to see how they work, try PETG. Don't just try PLA and then write the printer off as it sucks. Try PETG, see if you get better results. See if you, and then, you know, some of the techniques I use with the mini pliers and the snips, those will work. Let me show you one more model. This is like a horror model. And look at the little dangly parts with the fingers. This is in PLA Pro, by the way. I printed this in the same filament that I printed this Marine in. And the thing about this guy is the fingers were very dangly, and I did break some of them, and I had to super glue them back on. You can actually see right here on the hand where I super glued that finger back on, because it leaves like a little kind of stain when you use the super glue accelerator. Same thing with the feet. You can see the super glue accelerator kind of crystals on the base. But you can see on the back, see, like, if you look at this way, obviously this plane is the back, even though it has three arms. So I laid the miniature down like this when I 3D printed it. And you can see the Nurgle pimples on this side of the model, like these little white dots. These are the Nurgle pimples. But they cleaned up very easily. Like, Space Marines have a lot of chunky bits, you know, like a lot of little differences. But when you're printing something more organic than armor, the Nurgle pimples can kind of blend in really nicely. You just use a hobby knife and scrape them away. But when you prime and paint this, you're not even going to see the little Nurgle pimples. So I just wanted to show you. This is with PLA Pro. PLA Pro, PLA Plus, PETG, they all have their pros and cons. You can absolutely print lots of stuff. This might have printed out a little bit smoother in PETG, but I just wanted to show you that you can do this. So I bought the PLA Plus and everything for this video to show like the different materials. So I'm going to use them for stuff anyway. But I just wanted to show you this miniature. This isn't primed or painted or anything. This is just printed and super glued onto a base. I don't remember. I got this off of just a creator. It's a free model. I don't remember what it's called. It just looks cool. This will be good for like a horror game. Anyway, all right. So that is all I have to say. Hopefully this you found this useful. Hopefully you give FDM printing an honest chance. I can cover things like how to slice your minis in the slicer. But basically, the rules of thumb, if I never make that video, is when you import the model, you want to rotate the model on its back, and you want to adjust it so that it has maximum, you know, bed adhesion. And you also want the face and any parts you want, you know, to bring attention to on the model facing straight up, because that's when you're going to get the most detail and the least kind of misprints. Where on the back is where you're going to get all the Nurgle pimples. But it's actually fine. The Nurgle pimples for the Space Marines were pretty manageable. Did any of them have a problem? Well, you know, look at the PLA Pro. You can see a lot more Nurgle pimples on the back. But it turned out fine. Anyway, hope you found this helpful. Thank you very much for watching. This is TFM, the FDM DM, and I'll see you next time.